Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Luke in the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Hear the word of the Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to the person through whom they come. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So watch yourself. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times a day and seven times comes back to you and says, 'I repent,' forgive him." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." He said, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would you say to the servant when he comes in from the field, 'Come along now and sit down to eat'? Would he not rather say, 'Prepare my supper, get yourself ready, and wait on me while I eat and drink. After that, you may eat and drink.' Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty.'" Thanks be to God for his holy word. Let us pray. Father God, we pray that you would open our minds, our hearts, and our souls up. And may all that is heard, spoken, and understood be pleasing to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So how many of us face times in our lives when we just feel inadequate? We feel like we don't have the ability, we don't have the courage, we don't have the confidence, and we especially don't have the faith to do something. We feel sometimes like our faith is so very small that it just is not enough. I was reminded of a Looney Tunes character called Beaky Buzzard, who was famous for two things. He was famous for flying through the air singing, "I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee." And he's also famous for doing something else. Like when his mother said it was time for him to fly, Beaky runs over to his mother, puts his head down, and goes, "No, no, 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 can't do it, can't do it." Whoa. Anybody remember Beaky? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's how we are sometimes. "I can't, I can't. I just can't." And usually towards the end, the thought comes to us, "If I only had more faith." Truth be told, when I do my sermon writing every week, this happens to me. I pick the scripture, I know what I want to say, but then I sit down and I start doing my sermon outline. And it's always like, how the heck am I going to do this? I can't do this. I can't do this. I don't know what to say. This sermon is just going to suck and the congregation is just going to kick me out. I don't have enough faith to do this. And I'm a pastor. And I don't have enough faith to do this. Our passage of scripture this day comes after Jesus has been preaching and teaching on a number of different subjects. And the liturgy for this week doesn't include verses 1 through 5, but I included it just for a little bit of background. 1 through 5 is Jesus saying how bad it is to cause other people to stumble. And that it's better if you got cast into the sea with an anchor around your neck and you just sunk into the sea. He says we do need to challenge people who have done wrong. And if they repent, we are to forgive them. And we are to give forgiveness whenever it is asked, even if it is multiple times during the day. Jesus talks about if someone sins against you 7 times a day and yet comes and says, I repent, I'm sorry, that you need to forgive them. This is a tough thing at times, to forgive people in general, but it is especially hard if you've got someone that continues to sin often. Someone who you have challenged in the morning about a certain behavior, and they say, yeah, you're right, I repent, and you give forgiveness, and then later on in the day, they do it once again, and they repent, and you're supposed to forgive them. It's tough sometimes. It's tough to dig down and follow this that Jesus has said. So that brings us to what we want to look at today. The apostles feel their inadequacy to do what Jesus has instructed them to do, to forgive if there is repentance. And they cry out to Jesus, Lord, increase our faith. Our faith is inadequate. We need more of it in order to do as you have said. Just like we at times cry out because we feel our inadequacy to do what we have been asked to do. The expectation after this outcry from the apostles would be for Jesus to give instructions about how to get more faith. But he tells them a mini parable about a mustard seed. A mustard seed sized faith. And how, if you have that mustard seed size faith, that you can uproot a mulberry tree and you can take and you can plant it into the sea. Now, a mulberry tree, for those of you that may not know, a mulberry tree's root system is very extensive. It goes out, stays within 2 feet of the surface, but it is very intensive. There is a lot of it. They are intertwined and they go far out, which makes uprooting a mulberry tree very difficult, very tough to do. And yet Jesus said that a mustard seed faith can do just that. Can not only uproot the mulberry tree, but can plant it in the sea and have it grow. Okay, well, Jesus, what does this mustard seed have to do with increasing our faith. Well, truth be told, I don't think what Jesus is trying to say is about increasing one's faith. I think that what Jesus is saying is that all the faith that we need to go about our daily lives has already been given to us. We don't need to ask for more. It's already there. We just need to use it. There's a lie that we perpetuate both in regards to ourselves and to others when something doesn't go the expected way. When we pray, perhaps for ourselves in some affliction that we have, or for a loved one, especially with ourselves, if it doesn't go the way that we want to, people usually say, well, I guess you just didn't have enough faith. Now, what this seems to say is that God purposely does not provide us with enough faith to get through the tough times in our lives. And my friends, I would say that this goes against the very nature of God. We love to talk about how God gives us His unlimited love, unlimited grace, unlimited forgiveness. But doggone it, He just doesn't give us enough faith. This reasoning goes against what Jesus is trying to say here. Again, Jesus says that we have all the faith that we need. We just need to take and use it. We need to stop being like Beaky Buzzard. Oh, nope, can't do it. And dig into the faith that we already have, both in our abilities and also faith in God, to use what He has given us. So Jesus goes from talking about mustard seed faith. He goes in and He tells a story about a servant that's coming in from plowing and from tending the sheep. And he says, "What did the master say? Come, join me at the table for supper." Nope. The master will tell him, "Put your apron on, prepare my supper, serve it for me, then you may eat and you may drink." Kind of a weird segue. We're talking about mustard seeds and now we're talking about master-servant relationships. What is it that Jesus is trying to tell us here? Well, first off, this would be a familiar illustration to the people that Jesus is talking about. In biblical times, there were people of affluence who had servants. Some translations say slaves. But these were people that kept the person's household, tended the fields, and tended their flocks. So the first thing that comes to mind here is that this servant really must be talented, because he's a farmer, he's a shepherd, he's a cook, and he's a waiter, all rolled up into one. This hypothetical servant, if he simply did the farming and took care of the sheep and did not cook and serve the master, even though he had the ability and the talent to do so, would he truly be using all of the talent that he had been given? And to that, I say, no. What Jesus is giving here is an analogy of us and of God, we being the servant, God being the master. And what Jesus, I think, is saying here is that since we have been given all the faith that we need to take and use it. And use it all. Faith must be embedded in our lives. We must always make use of it, and to do so, especially without expectation of thanks. Do you thank the servant for doing what was commanded? Faith is simply trusting God enough to do what he asks of us. When we do, it helps us to stay right-sized, so to speak, to stay humble, so that all of the results that come give God the glory. We face times of uncertainty in this life, times when it is hard to be a follower of God and of Jesus, times where we just don't feel up to the task, and we don't think we have what is needed. It is in these times that we remember that we have been given all that we need to do God's will. We have been given enough love, enough compassion. We have been given enough faith to do what we are asked to do. We simply need to step forward, humble in the knowledge that God has deemed us worthy of fulfilling his will. Yes, us insignificant little people with all of our hang-ups, with all of our fears, with all of our frustrations. Yet God can still use us. That little mustard seed of faith that is within all of us is good enough. We just need to take and use it. Amen.